So this is what people are saying about the internet phenomenon that is the Treasure Quest quickie. If you have no idea what Treasure Quest on BBC Radio Northampton is like, this won't help, but I love it. Just listen to the Treasure Quest quickie. Bizarre. It poses more questions than it gives answers. Makes one realise how odd Treasure Quest actually is.
It wasn't good enough to beat the evil layers, so this week we've all got to try a bit harder. Annabelle will give you a squidgy squeeze.
Oh, do you know, I'm looking forward to that, Annabelle.
I thought you might. By the time we get to Kilsby, we might be in need of retirement accommodation.
Some people would say that should have happened a long time ago. Never mind.
Richard! Iris from Toaster says, do they have any caps with Muppet 1, 2 and 3?
I shall be driving, I shall have my children.
Right, good.
They love a beer festival.
Right.
What 5- and 2-year-old doesn't? Kevin, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but I mean, we've been doing Treasure Quest for quite a while now.
Yeah.
Have you ever been right?
No.
Idun.
Yeah, but it's pronounced Eden, isn't it?
Well, I say Idun because it's me.
Your granddaughter's a young farmer?
Yes,
or is she just after a young farmer?
Well, I think both.
Failed, haven't we?
We really have failed.
And then there was a sign up that's saying, we apologise for the mess. We're having problems with our bat colony.